Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Chavov. The Gemara and Daf Chavov Amud Aleph begins with the Mishnah before and Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Min Hamedim V'lefnim Ne'amonim Al Kucheres, from Medim and on toward Yushalayim. We trust Amariatzim al Kli Cheres. Min Amidim v'alchutz, ein ne'amonim from Amidim v'alchutz, Amariatzim are not ne'amonim on Kli Cheres. The Gemara on Amud Aleph explains that we learned in our Mishnah, min Amidim v'alchutz ne'amonim al Kli Cheres, is referring to Kli Cheres hadakim, small Kli Cheres. On small Kli Cheres, we trust Amariatzim min hamidim v'lefnim. Rashi explains that only as far as kli cheres hadakim do we trust amaratzim min hamidim v'lefnim. As far as bigger kli cheres, for example, chavis, for yayin, we only trust amaratzim in Yerushalayim itself, like we will see in the next Mishnah. Outside Yerushalayim, we only trust amaratzim as far as kli cheres hadakim are concerned. Rashi explains that the difference between Kli Cheres Hadakim and Kli Cheres Hagasim, that Kli Cheres Hagasim we only trust Amiratzim in Yerushalayim, on the other hand, Kli Cheres Hadakim we even trust Amiratzim outside Yerushalayim, is based on the fact that since Yefshir B'loyheim, it is impossible to exist without Kli Cheres Hadakim, for that reason Chazal were not Gezer on Kli Cheres Hadakim min Amidim v'lefnim, as Rashi explains, Shein Gezerim Gezera al Atzibur, and since this gezerah to be gezerah kli cheres hadakim min amidim v'lefnim is a gezerah she'ein atzibur yicheilun l'amid ba, for that reason Chazal were not gezer on kli cheres hadakim min amidim v'lefnim. The Gemara goes on to bring a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish explains kli cheres hadakim v'hu shenitzalin b'yadei achas. We are referring to kelim that can be carried in one hand. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu She'ein Nitalin B'Yadayachas. Even if they cannot be carried in one hand, still we trust Amiratzim Min Amidim V'Lefnim. According to Rashi, both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree that Min Amidim V'Lefnim we only trust Amiratzim as far as Kli Cheres Hadakim are concerned. The whole machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is as far as what kelim are considered Kli Cheres Hadakim. Reish Lakish understands that only kelim that are nitalin biyadei achas are considered kli cheres hadakim. All other kelim are considered kli cheres hagasim. Rabbi Yochanan on the other end argues, and Rabbi Yochanan understands that even kelim that are not nitalin biyadei achas are still considered kli cheres hadakim. The Rambam, as the Kesef Mishnah explains in Perakid Aleph, Mehilchas Matami Mishka V'Moshe V'Lachavav, argues on Rashi, and understands that according to Rabbi Yochanan, min amidim v'lefnim, we even trust amiratzim as far as kli cheres hagasim are concerned. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no difference whatsoever between kli cheres hadakim and kli cheres hagasim. That the Braisa says that we trust amiratzim as far as kli cheres hadakim are concerned is lav dafka, because again, Rabbi Yochanan understands that there is no difference between kli cheres hadakim and kli cheres hagasim. According to the Rambam, one has to understand, if so, what is the difference between our Mishnah that we learned that Meratzim are trusted min amidim v'lefnim, and the next Mishnah, in which we learned that in Yerushalayim, we trust Meratzim. L'chaira, according to the Rambam's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, how can the next Mishnah say that we only trust Amaratzim as far as Yerushalayim is concerned? In our Mishnah one sees that we even trust Amaratzim min hamidim v'lefnim. If one looks carefully at the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, one sees that the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis explains our Mishnah differently than Rashi. The Rambam explains that we weren't in our Mishnah. V'im yotza einai neman, that if he left, he's not neman, is not referring to the Amaretz who is selling the Kli Cheres, but rather the Rambam understands Vim Yotza in Neman is referring to the Lekeach, the one that is buying the Kli Cheres from the Amaretz. If he is leaving, he cannot trust the Ma'aret, who says that the Kecheres are tahar. As the Rambam explains that only if the Lekeach is being nechnas, only if the Lekeach is coming in, that he is facing the Ma'aret, does he have a right to trust the Ma'aret based on the fact that he sees that the Ma'aret is not touching the Kecheres. If he's being Yotze, that his back is towards the Ma'aret, and he does not see if the Ma'aret is touching the Kecheres or not, then he can no longer rely on the Ma'aret. According to the Rambam, the halacha of our Mishnah, that we trust in our Ma'aret in our Mishnah, and that we trust in our Ma'aret in the next Mishnah, in Yerushalayim, are two completely separate halachas. That we trust in our Ma'aret min ha'medim v'ofnim in our Mishnah is only based on that the Lekeach, the one who is buying from the Ma'aret, sees the Ma'aret and is watching the Ma'aret. And that is the only reason why the Lekeach has a right to trust the Ma'aret min ha'medim v'ofnim. On the other hand, in the next Mishnah, in Yerushalayim itself, that we trust in Ma'aret in Yerushalayim has nothing to do with the fact that the Lekeach actually is watching the Ma'aret. Even if the Lekeach is not watching the Ma'aret, even if he will be a Yotze, still we would trust in Ma'aret in Yerushalayim. Based on the fact that in Yerushalayim itself, Chazal said that no matter what, we trust in Ma'aret. And therefore, according to the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, one can explain the Rambam very simply. Even though the Rambam understands that according to Rabbi Yochanan in our Mishnah, one can trust in Ma'aret even as far as Kecheres Hagasim are concerned, but still, that is only if the Lekeach is actually watching the Ma'aret. On the other hand, in Yerushalayim itself, one can trust in Ma'aret even if the Lekeach is not watching the Ma'aret. That is how one can explain the Rambam according to the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. But if one looks carefully at the Rambam in Yad was chazer from that he said in Pirush Mishnayos. And the Rambam in Yad understands that we learned in our Mishnah Yotzei Neinamad is not referring to the Lekeach, but rather it is referring to the Kecheres that the Ma'aret is selling. If the Kecheres went out of Medim, then we can no longer trust the Ma'aret. According to the Rambam in Yad, again, one has to understand that if the Rambam understands our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is even referring to Kecheres Hagasim, why in the next Mishnah do we learn that only in Yerushalayim itself do we have a right to trust in Ma'aret? Well, according to the Rambam in Yad, one has to explain that we learned, that in Yerushalayim we trust in Ma'aret differently. Rashi understands that they learned in the next Mishnah, that only in Yerushalayim are Ma'aretim Ne'emanim, means to say that one can only buy Kecheres Hagasim from Ma'aretim if the Ma'aretim are selling the Kecheres Hagasim in Yerushalayim. According to the Rambam, one has to explain that we learned the Ma'aretim and Ne'emanim in Yerushalayim differently. One has to explain that the Mishnah means as follows, that we learned in our Mishnah, that one can trust Ma'aretim min ha'medim v'lefnim, is only as far as using the Kelim in Yerushalayim. And that we learned in the next Mishnah, that they are Ne'emanim in Yerushalayim, does not mean to say that one can only buy a Keli from an Ma'aret in Yerushalayim. But rather, the Mishnah is a continuation of our Mishnah. That halacha, that in Yerushalayim Ne'emanim, is a continuation of our Mishnah that we learned that Ma'aretim and Ne'emanim min ha'medim v'lefnim. That we learned that Ma'aretim and Ne'emanim min ha'medim v'lefnim, the Mishnah goes on to explain that is only as far as using the Kelim in Yerushalayim. Only as far as Yerushalayim does the Lekeach have a right to trust what the Ma'aretz told him, min ha'medim v'lefnim. According to this pshat, it comes out that according to the Rambam, there is a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan very shokish in how to understand the next Mishnah. Is the next Mishnah a continuation of our Mishnah? And the Mishnah is saying, min ha'medim v'lefnim ne'emanim, as far as Yerushalayim is concerned. That is how Rabbi Yochanan understands our Mishnah, and that is why Rabbi Yochanan explains that our Mishnah is even as far as Kecheres Hagasim is concerned. Reish Lakish on the other end argues, and Reish Lakish understands that the next Mishnah is not a continuation of our Mishnah, but rather the next Mishnah is a whole different halacha. Our Mishnah is referring to Kecheres Hadakim. The next Mishnah is referring even to Kvicheres Hagasim, that in Yerushalayim, Amratzim are Namonim even as far as Kvicheres Hagasim is concerned. That is according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, both like Rabbi Yochanan and both like Reish Lakish, our Mishnah and the next Mishnah are two separate halachas. Our Mishnah is referring to Kvicheres Hadakim. The next Mishnah is referring to even Kvicheres Hagasim, that in Yerushalayim Amratzim and Amonim, even on Kvicheres Hagasim. The whole machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is as far as which Kvicheres Hadakim is our Mishnah referring to. Reish Lakish understands that only Nitol and Beyadei Achas are included in the klal of Kvicheres Hadakim. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, argues and understands that even Kelim that are not Nitol and Beyadei Achas are still included in Kvicheres Hadakim. In the Rambam in Yad, one sees another Chiddush as well. In the Rambam in Yad, again, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav, and Halacha Zayin, one sees that the Rambam understands that we learned in our Mishnah, Min Amidim V'lefnim. That Min Amidim V'lefnim Na'amonim, the Rambam understands that there are two halachas that are included in our Mishnah. One halacha, the Rambam in Halacha Vav explains, that we trust to the Ma'aretz is only if the Ma'aretz himself is Min Amidim V'lefnim. That is the first halacha that one sees in our Mishnah Min Amidim V'lefnim. The second halacha, which is the Rambam and Halacha Zayin, the Rambam explains that not only is Min Amidim V'lefnim essential as far as the Nemonis of the Ma'aretz is concerned, and we only trust the Ma'aretz if he is actually standing Min Amidim V'lefnim, there is another halacha as well included in Min Amidim V'lefnim, that only if the Kelim are Min Amidim V'lefnim do we say that the Kelim are Tahirim. Min Amidim V'lechutz, if the Kelim are Min Amidim V'lechutz, then the Kelim are Tameim. V'lechayah, according to the Rambam explains our Mishnah Min Amidim V'lefnim, that Min Amidim V'lefnim refers to both halachas that we find by in Amaretz. First of all, we find that an Amaretz is not Neman, and as far as that, we say that if the Amaretz is standing Min Amidim V'lefnim, then we have a right to trust the Amaretz. Then there is a second halacha. As far as that we say that the Kelim that an Amaretz owns are considered Tameim. As far as that halacha, that the Kelim that an Amaretz owns are considered Tameim, as far as that, we say that as long as the Kelim are Min Amidim V'lefnim, then the Kelim are considered Tahirim. Once they leave Maidim, then we say the Kelim are Tameim. That is how the Rambam understands our Mishnah Min Amidim V'lefnim, Min Amidim V'lechutz. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, on the other hand, understands our Mishnah that and our Mishnah says Min Amidim V'lefnim is not referring to the Kelim at all. It is only referring to where the Amaretz is standing. If the Amaretz is standing Min Amidim V'lefnim, then the Amaretz is Neman. If the Amaretz is standing Min Amidim V'lechutz, then the Amaretz is not Neman. Rashi seems to have a third pshat in our Mishnah. Rashi explains our Mishnah as follows. That Min Amidim V'lefnim and Amidim V'lechutz is talking about where the seal is taking place. Is the seal taking place Min Amidim V'lefnim, or is the seal taking place Min Amidim V'lechutz? That is how Rashi explains our Mishnah. Now let's go on to the next sugya. But before we start the next sugya, I would like to remark them the following hakdama. As we explained before, and as we explained in the previous year, again we find two halachas as far as Namaretz is concerned. First of all, there is a Tumas Namaretz. The Chazal were geizer on an Namaretz should be considered like a Zov. The Kelim of an Namaretz should be considered Tameim. Then, there is a second halacha as far as Namaretz is concerned, that we do not trust in Amaretz. And Amaretz is not Neman as far as Tumah V'Tahara. Now to understand this halacha, that we do not trust in Amaretz as far as Tumah V'Tahara, one can explain this halacha in one of two ways. Either one can explain the halacha based on that we find in the Mishnayis and Mechiris and the Avchav Tesma base, and so too we find in Shulchan Aruch and Yeredeya, Simen Kuf Yetesef Aleph, that there is a halacha that one who is chashud, einai Neman, one who is suspected on a specific avera, he is not Neman as far as that avera is concerned. For example, one who is chashud on tevel is not Neman to say that Chumas and Maisis were taken off. And for that reason, we do not trust in Amaretz to say that Trumas HaMaisis were taken off based on the fact that he is choshed on Trumas HaMaisis. And so too, as far as Tumah V'Tahara, since Amaretz is choshed on Tumah V'Tahara, therefore we do not trust in Amaretz as far as Tumah V'Tahara is concerned. That is one way with which one can understand that we do not believe in Amaretz as far as Tumah V'Tahara. Another way with which one can explain that we do not believe in Amaretz as far as Tumah V'Tahara is based on that an Amaretz is not Baki B'dinei Tumah V'Tahara. An Amaretz is not knowledgeable about the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara. And therefore, even if he says something is Torah, we do not trust him. Because we say that the reason why he's saying it is Torah is because he's making a mistake and he does not know all the halachas that are relevant for one to know in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. And that is why we do not trust an Amaretz to say that something is Tahar. That is another way with which one can explain that an Amaretz is not Neman in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Here one can bring the following raya from that we find in the Rambam in Perikyur Mehochas Matami Mishka V'Meisha V'Lach Aleph. The Rambam says as follows, Amaretz Af Al Pish Hu Yisrael V'yesh Nei B'Teiro B'Mitzvahs Harei hu becheskas tami v'godav medris l'tareis. V'einan ne'monim al atareis. V'fish einan bekiim b'dikduke tareis v'tumais. L'chaya, the Rambam is coming to explain that to not say that an Amaretz is not ne'mon is based on that he is choshed. Because as the Rambam says, an Amaretz is considered a Yisrael v'yesh nei b'teiro b'mitzvahs, and therefore he should be ne'mon just like anyone else's Neman on Tumah V'Tahara. That we do not believe in Amaretz is only because he is not Baki B'dinei Tumah V'Tahara. Based on the fact that he is not knowledgeable B'dinei Tumah V'Tahara, that is why we do not believe in Amaretz to say that something is Torah. And so too we find Mefurish in the Teis Yontif in Demai Perek Beis Mishneh Gimel, that the Teis Yontif says, V'tayma dein Amaretz Neman Weimer Shoy Nitzmu Lefisha Einan Bekiyim B'dikduke Tareis V'tumeis. As the Teis Yontif goes on to prove from that we learned before in the Gemara Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, that Amaretz is Neman to say that these Peiros were not Mukhsharim Makabal Tumah. That an Amaretz is Neman to say that these Peiros were not Mukhsharim Makabal Tumah is based on that, as the Teis Yontif explains, that the only reason why we do not believe in Amaretz is based on that he is not Baki B'dinei Tumah V'Tahara. As far as saying that these Peiros were never Hochsho HaKabal Tumah, one does not need any Bekiyas. One does not have to be knowledgeable in Dinei Tumah V'Tahara. And for that reason, the Teis Yontif explains that we trust in Amaretz to say that these Peiros were never Mukhsharim HaKabal Tumah. And so too we find in the Chazon Yecheskel and Tosefta Perek Beis of Demai Halacha Yud Beis. Based on this, that an Amaretz is not Neman on Tumah V'Tahara is because he is not Baki B'dinei Tumah V'Tahara, and really he's making a mistake, that one can explain that we find in the Gemara before in the Afchav Beis Mubeis, that even though an Amaretz is Neman to say, Peiros Eilu Loi Hochshu, that these Peiros were not Mukhshar Makabal Tumah, but still he is not Neman to say that they were Mukhsharim, and they did not become Tamei. The obvious kasha is, why don't we believe him with a Migu? He could have said that these Peiros were never Mukhsharim Makabal Tumah, just like you find as far as Trumas HaMaisis is concerned. That an Amaretz is Neman to say these Peiros came from Eretz Yisrael and Trumas HaMaisis were taken off of these Peiros, based on the fact that he has a Migu, that he could have said these Peiros came from Chutz Laretz, as you find in the Mishnah in Demai Perek Vav Mishnah Yid Aleph. Based on the Rambam that we said before, one can answer the Kash very simply, that even though he has a migu, that he could have said these Peiros were never Mukhsharim Makabal Tumah, still, once he says these Peiros were Mukhsharim Makabal Tumah, that we do not believe him to say these Peiros never became Tamei, is because we say maybe he's making a mistake. And therefore, a migu will not help you. A migu only helps to believe someone who otherwise we would not believe. If that we do not believe him is only because we say maybe he's making a mistake, a migu will not help you because, again, maybe he's still making a mistake. That we explain that according to the Rambam, that an Amaretz is not Neman is because we say that he's making a mistake, not because he is choshud. Is only as the Mikdash David and Simon Mem Aleph Hayispeis explained, Rambam was shitasei in the end of Tumas Eichlin, that understands that there is no iser to eat chulin betuma. And since there is no iser to eat chulin betuma, there is no aveira involved in that that Hamaoret is not careful b'tumah v'tahara. And since there is no Aveira involved, for that reason we do not consider an Hamaoret as Choshud. Only someone who is Choshud to do an Aveira is not Neman. Over here, that there is no Aveira involved in eating Chum b'tumah, for that reason the Hamaoret is not considered a Choshud, and the only reason why the Hamaoret is not Neman is only because we say maybe he's making a mistake. On the other hand, according to Tesis and Chulin Daf Beis on a base that understands that there is an Isser to eat Chulin B'tumah, therefore an Amaret who is not careful B'tumah V'tara is Choshed to be over an Aveira of eating Chulin B'tumah. And since he is Choshed on the Aveira of eating Chulin B'tumah, for that reason, according to Tesis, that an Amaret is not Nemon is because an Amaret is considered a Choshed. So again, according to the Rambam, that an Amaretz is not Neman is only because he is not Balki B'dinei Tumah V'Tahara. According to Tesis, on the other hand, that an Amaretz is not Neman could be because of two reasons. First of all, he is not Balki B'dinei Tumah V'Tahara, and also because he is considered a Choshet. That is how the Mikdash Tavit explains, according to the Shita of Tesis, that there is an Isser to eat Chulin B'tumah. Now let's start the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Hagaboyim shenichnesu l'teich habayis, gaboyim that went into a bayis, v'chein haganovim, and so too by ganovim, shechziru asa keilim, they returned the keilim, ne'monim loymar loynagano, they are ne'monim to say we did not touch the keilim." Now to explain that we learned, "Hagaboyim shenichnesu l'teich habayis, are ne'monim to say loynagano," we find the tremendous machlokes harishonim. Rashi explains that they are only ne'monim as far as kiddush is concerned. As far as Truma, they are not Ne'amonim. Tesis, on the other hand, and so too is Mashma and the Rambam, understand that the halacha of our Mishnah is not only as far as Kodesh is concerned, even as far as Truma, we say that Kapoim, Shenichnesu, Teichabayis, and Ganovim are Ne'amonim, Loima, Loino, Ganu. Here one can explain the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis and the Rambam as follows. That Rashi understands that we do not trust in Amaretz is based on that we consider in Amaretz as a Choshud. And since Namaretz is a Choshud, he is not even believed to say Loinoganu. Only as far as Kodesh is concerned, do we believe in Amaretz to say Loinoganu. On the other hand, Tesis and the Rambam understand that an Amaretz is not Neman is only because he's not Baki B'dinei Tumah V'Tahara. And since the only reason why he's not Neman is because he's not Baki B'dinei Tumah V'Tahara, and we say that maybe he's making a mistake, as far as saying that he wasn't a Geya B'Keili, there is no mistake that Amaretz could possibly make. And therefore, an Amaretz would be Neman to say Loinoganu even as far as Truma is concerned. Just like you find in the Gemara before in the Afchav Beis and the Beis, that Amaretz is Neman to say these Peiris were never Mukhshar Makabal Tumah, as we explained before from the Tesis Yontif, because as far as saying that these Peiris were never Mukhshar Makabal Tumah, one does not need any Bekias. There is no mistake that he could possibly have made. And therefore, an Amaretz is Neman, and so too to say Loinoganu, an Amaretz would also be Neman. On the other hand, according to Rashi, even if there is no mistake that one could possibly make, still an Amaretz would not be Neman as far as Tumah V'Tahara is concerned. That we find that we believe in Amaretz to say Peiris Eilu Hochshiru is based on that we have a Sfeik Sfeika. First of all, who says these Peiris were Hochshar? And second of all, even if these Peiris were Hochshar, who said these Peiris became Tomei? And that is the only reason why in Amaretz is Neman to say Peiris Eilu Loyochshu. On the other hand, as far as saying that I wasn't Negeya in these Peiris, I did not touch these Peiris, as far as that there is only one Suffolk, in Amaretz would not be Neman, even though saying Oinaganu does not need any Bekias whatsoever. The Rash and Tahareis Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav brings down the following Tesefta. The Tesefta says the following halacha: Hagaboyim shenichnesu l'teich habayis. Let's say the gaboyim went into the bayis. Im amru nichnasnu avoy naganu. If they say that we went into the bayis, we did not touch what was in the bayis. Harei elu ne'monim. We believe the gaboyim. As the Tesefta goes on to explain, shapesha osar hu apesha hitzer. In other words, they have a migul. Since they could have said loy nichnasnu. And had they said Nechnasnu, they would have been believed. Therefore, even if they say Nechnasnu Avoloi Nagano, they are believed with a Pesha Asar Hua Pesha Hitzer. According to Rashi, Vechayro 1 can explain the Tesefta as follows. that again, according to Rashi, that we learned in our Mishnah, that the Gaboim or Nemonim to say Loinoganu is only as far as Kodesh is concerned. As far as Truma, the Gaboim are not Nemonim based on that, that the Gaboim are considered Chashudim, and the Chashud is not Nemon. For that reason, the Tesefta goes on to say that even as far as Truma is concerned, if they have a Pesha Osar, if they could have said Loinechnasnu, then even if they said Nechnasnu Avoinaganu, they are believed based on that they have a Migu. And therefore, the fact that they are Chashudim is not a reason not to believe them, because now they are believed based on that they have a Migu. That is how one can explain the Tesefta according to Rashi. Now let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara asks the following Kasha on our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we learned that the Gaboim Shenichnasu Otecha Abayis are believed to say Loinoganu. The Gemara asks Rimini, HaGaboim Shenichnasu Otecha Abayis Kulei Tomei. The entire house is Tomei. Now, to explain the Gemara's Kasha, according to the Rambam and Tesis, one can explain the Gemara's Kasha very simply. The Gemara asks, in our Mishnah we learned that Gaboim are Ne'amonim even as far as Truma is concerned. On the other hand, in the Mishnah in Taras that we learned that Abayis Kulei Tomei is Mashma, that in Amaoret the Gaboim are not Ne'amonim, and for that reason, the Abayis is Kulei Tomei. That is the Gemara's Kasha according to the Rambam and Tesis. According to Rashi, who explains our Mishnah that we learned in our Mishnah Gaboim Ne'amonim is only as far as Kodesh is concerned, one has to understand what is the Gemara's Kasha. Maybe that we learned in the Mishnah in Taras, that Gaboim Shenichnasu Otecha Abayis Kulei Tomei, is referring to Truma. And as far as Truma is concerned, the Gaboim are not Ne'amonim. Only as far as Kodesh is concerned are Gaboim Ne'amonim according to Rashi. That is the Kasha that the Turi Evan asks on Rashi. B'chira 1 can explain the Gemara's Kasha as follows. That the Gemara is asking, how can you say that Gaboim are Ne'amonim as far as Kodesh is concerned? In this Mishnah in Taris we see, from that we learn Tagaboim Shenichnasu Otecha Abayis Abayis Kulei Tomei, from there we see that not only are the Gaboim not Ne'amonim, but we see an even bigger Chiddush. From that we learn Abayis Kulei Tomei, one sees that all the Kelim that are in the Bayis to which the Gabai was Nichnas to are considered as if they are the Kelim of the Gaboim themselves. Since the Kelim are in the domain of the Gaboim, it is as if the Kelim belong to the Gaboim themselves. And just like we find that the Kelim of an Amoret are Tomei, so too these Kelim that are in the bias into which the Gabai was Nichnas to are considered as if they are the Kelim of the Gaboim. And therefore, they are Tomei just like any Keli that belongs to Nama Oretz, which is Tomei. And therefore, the Gemara asks, from that we learn Tabayis Kulei Tomei, it will not help the fact that as far as Kodesh is concerned, the Gaboim are Ne'amonim. Because even if the Gaboim will be Ne'amonim, but still, since these Kelim are considered the Kelim of Nama Oretz, the Kelim are Tomeim just like any Keli of Nama Oretz, which is Tomei. That is l'chira how one can explain the Gemara's Kasha according to Rashi. The Gemara goes on to answer the Kasha by saying, like Kasha hadika na'achri ba'adayu hadaleika na'achri ba'adayu, which according to our Gersa in the Gemara means as follows, that if there is a goy ba'adayu, if there is a goy together with the Gaboim, then the Gaboim are not ne'amonim to say lo'inaganu. That we learned in our Mishnah, that Gaboim are ne'amonim, is talking about a case that there was no Nachri Ba'adayu. As the Gemara goes on to explain that if there is a Nachri Ba'adayu, then we say that Eimas Nachri Aleyen. And for that reason, they are not Ne'amonim to say Loinoganu. Only if there is no Goy Ba'adayu, are they Ne'amonim to say Loinoganu. Now to explain the Gemara's Teretz. Based on that we explain the Gemara's Kasha according to Rashi, L'chira, one can explain the Gemara's Teretz as follows. Again, the Gemara asks that from that we learned in the Mishnah in Taras Habayis Kulei Tomei, one sees that all the Kelim are considered as if they are actually the Kelim of the Gaboim. and therefore they are considered like a keli that belongs to an Am HaAretz. On that, the Gemara answers that we say, that all the kelim that are nimtzaim babayis are considered as if they are the kelim of the gaboim, is only if there is a goy ba'adayu. Because if there is a goy ba'adayu, then we see as if all the kelim are in the domain of the gaboim. Based on that emas nachri aleihem, and therefore all the kelim and the bayis are tameh. On the other hand, if there is no nachri ba'adayu, then we do not see as if all the kelim are in the domain of the gaboim. And for that reason, there is no tumah on the kelim, and therefore the gaboim are ne'emonim as far as kodesh is concerned. So again, according to our Gerasa and the Gemara comes out that our Mishnah is talking about a case, the leka nachri ba'adayu. If there is a goy ba'adayu, then we say emas nachri aleihem, and the gaboim will not be ne'emonim. The Rambam, on the other hand, has a different gersa in our Gemara. And so too is the gersa in the Tesefta that the Rash brings down in Taharis Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. The gersa of the Rambam is the exact opposite of that we said before. The Rambam is gerus that the Gemara explains our Mishnah, that we learned in our Mishnah, gaboim b'shenichasu otech habayis, that they are ne'emonim leima reinaganu, is only if there is a nachri ba'adayu. If there is a nachri ba'adayu based on emas nachri aleihem, we say that they are believed to say lo noganu. Based on that the gabai has no rishos to be mamashmesh bakelim. On the other hand, if there is no nachri ba'adayu, then we say that the gaboim are not ne'emonim. Based on that there is no emas nachri aleihem. According to the Rambam's girsa, it comes out that we learned in our Mishnah, that the gaboim are ne'emonim, is only with a goy that one has emas nachri aleihem. Without a goy, in Am HaAretz would not be ne'emon to say lo noganu, which is not like we said before. Before we explained that the Rambam understands that the gaboim are ne'emonim to say lo noganu, even as far as Truma is concerned, is based on that the Rambam understands that the reason why in Am HaAretz, generally speaking, is not Ne'mon, is because in Am HaAretz is not Baki, B'dinei Tumah V'Tahara. On the other hand, to say Lo'inaganu, which does not require any Bekias, for that in Am HaAretz would be Ne'mon. In our Gemara, one clearly sees that even to say Lo'inaganu, according to the Rambam's Gersa, one is only Ne'mon, based on that there is a goy ba'adayu that we say emas nachri aleihem. But to say we noganu without emas nachri aleihem, Am HaAretz, will not be ne'emon. The obvious kasha is, why not? Just like in Am HaAretz is ne'emon to say peiros eilu lehochshiru, based on that peiros eilu lehochshiru does not need any bekias, so too the gaboim should be ne'emonim to say we noganu. To answer this kasha on the Rambam L'chura, one has to say as follows, that since usually a gabai is memashmish, for that reason, if not for emas nachri aleihem, the gaboim would not be ne'emonim, because one would assume that they were memashmish. And since one would assume that they were memashmish for that reason, only if there is a goy ba'adayu that we say emas nachri aleihem, do we have a right to trust the gaboim. According to the Rambam, that we learned in Tesefta, that Am HaAretz is ne'emon bepesha asar pesha hitter to say nechnasnu avoloi noganu, is l'chayra referring to a case, the leika nachri ba'adayu, that there is no goy together with the gaboim, and therefore the gaboim should not be ne'emonim. The only reason why the gaboim are ne'emonim is based on that they have a pesha asar hu a pesha hitzer, because they did not have to say nechnasnu. They could have said lo nechnasnu. It comes out that as far as the halacha of our Mishnah, the gaboim are ne'emonim to say lo noganu, we have three shittos in the Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos, based on our Gersa and the Gemara, understands that the halacha of our Mishnah is only if there is no goy ba'adayu, if there is no goy together with the gaboim, then we say gaboim are ne'emonim. Rashi understands that Kabbalah are only Nemanim as far as Kodesh is concerned. Tesis, on the other hand, understands that Kabbalah are Nemanim even as far as Truma is concerned. The Rambam understands, like Tesis, that Kabbalah are Nemanim even as far as Truma is concerned. Just the Rambam holds that Kabbalah are Nemanim is only based on that there is a goy ba'adayu that we say emas nachri aleihem. If not for the goy ba'adayu, the Kabbalah would not be Nemanim. From Tesis one sees the following chiddush, that even by Kabbalah, the Kabbalah are Nemanim to say loy noganu, even though there is no emas nachri aleihem. Now, let's go on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'chein ha-ganovim she'echziru es ha-kelim ne'amonim. Ganovim, they return the kelim are ne'amonim. To explain what the gabayim are ne'amonim for, we find the machlekes harishenim. Rashi understands that the gabayim are ne'amonim as far as the kelim that they stole themselves. As far as the kelim that they stole, they are ne'amonim to say that they weren't negeya in the airspace of the keli. Based on that we are talking about a kli cheres that is only mekabel tuma from something that comes in contact with the aver of the kli cheres. Rabbeinu Chananel on the other end argues, and Rabbeinu Chananel understands that we learned in our Mishnah, that kanovim shechziru or namonim teseloi noganu, is referring to the other kelim. As far as the kelim that they were goinev, they are not namonim teseloi noganu, because they were negei in the kelim. Uchira, one can explain the hechrich of Rabbeinu Chananel, that we learned in our Mishnah, Ganovim, Shechziru, Ne'amonim, is referring to other kelim, and not the kelim that they were actually goinev, in one of two ways. Either based on that Rabbeinu Chananel understands that our Mishnah is not only referring to Kli Cheres, our Mishnah is referring to other kelim as well, and since other kelim are makabel tuma from something that comes in contact with the outside part of the keli, for that reason, Rabbeinu Chananel has to explain that kanovim shechziru are ne'amonim is only as far as other kelim are concerned. As far as the kelim that they were goinev, they touch those kelim. And obviously those kelim are tameim. That is one way with which one can explain Rabbeinu Chananel. Another way with which one can explain Rabbeinu Chananel is based on that we find in the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid understands that based on that an Amoretz is considered like a Zav, an Amoretz is even Metame Beheset, just like any Zav is Metame Beheset. And therefore, even a Kricheres that is not Mekabel Tuma, from something that comes in contact with the outside part of the Kricheres, but still, a Kricheres is Mekabel Tuma Beheset. And therefore, the Ganovim that stole the Kelim, even if the Kelim that they stole were Kricheres, still, the kelim would become tamei b'tumas heset, and therefore one has to explain our Mishnah that ne'amonim is referring to the other kelim. On that we learned in our Mishnah that ganovim are ne'amonim. The Gemara asks, "Remini haganovim shenichnesu teichabayis einoy tamei al mokem drisas ragle hakehanim." As Rashi explains, that the Gemara's kasha is, from there we see that Mokem Drisas Ragwe Haganovim is Tomei. So how can we learn in our Mishnah that Ganovim are Nemonim to say Loi Noganu? The Gemara answers by saying as follows, Amar Pinchas Mishmei Tiraba. Kishasu Tshuva. We are talking about that they did Tshuva. Dekanami Diktoni Shechziru Asakilu Mishmamina. Rashi and the Rambam both explain the Gemara's Teretz as follows. That since we are talking about kanovim she'asu tshuva, that they returned what they stole, for that reason they are ne'amonim to say lo noganu. Now, according to the Rambam, one can explain our Gemara very simply. Again, the Rambam shita is that in order to be ne'amon to say lo noganu, one needs something to back him up. It is not enough just to say lo noganu. As far as gabayim is concerned, one needs to have emas nachri aleihem, that there is a goy together with the gabayim. And as far as ganovim is concerned, one needs a raya from that they were also tshuva, to believe the ganovim when they say lo noganu. Which, as Rashi explains, since machmas tshuva chzirum, hilka choy meshakri. The obvious kasha is, v'chira both like Rashi and like Tosfos, just like by Gaboim themselves. They are Ne'amonim without anything to back up the Gaboim. Still, the Gaboim are Ne'amonim to say Oinaganu, so too by Ganavim we should say as well, that even without the fact that they were also Tshuva, we should believe the Ganavim. L'chaira, one can explain Rashi and Tesis as follows, that just like we said before, according to the Rambam, that the reason why the Gaboim are not Ne'amonim to say Oinaganu, if not for the fact that there is Eimas Nachri Aleihem, is based on that since the Gaboim are usually Mimashmish, for that reason we need something to back up the Gaboim in order to believe the Gaboim. Rashi and Tesis, who argue on the Rambam, only argue by Gaboim. As far as Ganovim is concerned, both Rashi and Tesis agree that since the Ganovim are usually Mimashmish, for that reason we need the fact that they were also Tshuva in order to believe the Ganovim. Now let's go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Apiseach es chavitei v'maschol b'isasi al gav haregel." Rabbi Yehuda oimer yigmar. Rabbi Yehuda says one is allowed to finish using the yayin in his chavis and the isa even after the regel. Chachamim argue, and Chachamim say lo yigmar. The Gemara goes on to bring the following machlekes. According to Chachamim, that say lo yigmar. What is halacha as far as leaving the yayin, shebechavis, and the isa to the next regel? Do we say that even though Chachamim say lo yigmar, that is only referring to after the regel, but if one would leave the yayin, shebechavis, and the isa until the next regel, then he would be able to be gomer or not? Or do we say that since after the regel we treat the yayin and the isa as if it is tamei, he cannot use the yayin, shebechavis, and the isa even by the next regel? Now, before we explain the Gemara Shaila, one has to understand what is the Pshan Chachamim. Why do Chachamim say lo yigmar? If we treated the isa and the yayin during the regel as tahar, what happens all of a sudden after the regel that we no longer treat the yayin, shebechavis, and the isa as if it is tahar? And so too, one has to understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda says yigmar. That Rabbi Yehuda says yigmar, the Gemara in Be'ah Daf Yud Aleph from Beis explains that Rabbi Yehuda says yigmar is only based on that we were mater seifai mishum tchilasai, which as Rashi explains, that if we would say lo yigmar, he will not even be maschel. And therefore, in order that he should be maschel, we had to allow him to be gomer. But again, even according to Yehuda, really the halacha should be that we should treat the yayin shebechavis and the isa as if the yayin shebechavis and the isa are tameh. The question is, what happened all of a sudden? During the regel, we treated it as tar. Why all of a sudden do we now treat it as if it is tameh? L'chaira, one can explain both Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim in one of two ways. Rabbi Moshe in Igros Moshe, Ebenezer, Chelek Dalet, Siman Tes, explains as follows, that the Yayin and the Isa that was touched by Nama Oretz during the regel has the same exact halacha as the Nama Oretz himself. And just like the Nama Oretz himself is tahor during the regel and tamei after the regel, so too whatever the Ma'aret touched has the same exact din as the Ma'aret, which is Torah during the regel and Tomei after the regel. That the Behuda allows one to be Gomer is only based on that we say Hitiru Seifei Mishum Tchilasei. That is how Moshe explains the Behuda and Chachamim in our Mishnah, that even though it was Torah during the regel, still it will become Tomei after the regel. Chayra, one can explain a little bit different. Chayra, one can explain that even though, as far as the Tumas Amoritz is concerned, as far as that we consider an Amoritz as if he is a Tomei, as far as Tumas Amoritz, we said that on a regal, an Amoritz is considered like a Torah. Based on that the Gemara brings down before the Pasuk, Vayosef Kush Yisol Elayir, Ke'ish Echor Chaverim, Hakosov Asan Kulan Chaverim. We consider Amoratzim on a regal as if they are Chaverim, and therefore there is no Tumas Amoretz whatsoever. But that is only as far as that the Rabbanon were geizer tuma on an Amoret. But now, what happened to that we do not trust in Amoret? And since we do not trust in Amoret, there is a suffix tuma. We do not know if these tires came in contact with tuma or not. As far as that, we say that on the regal itself, we trust the Amoret. After the regal, we no longer trust the Amoret, and therefore there is a suffix tuma. And based on the suffix tuma, Chachamim say lo yigmar, and Rabbi Yehuda himself only says yigmar, based on that we are mater seifei mishum tchilasei. Now getting back to the machlokes in the Gemara, if one can wait till the next regal and be gomer on the next regal, one can explain that the machlokes is dependent upon the previous two tzadim. If one understands like Ramosha, that after the regal, the Yayin and the Isa have the same exact din as the Amoretz himself, and therefore the Yayin and the Isa are considered Tmeim, just like the Amoretz himself, for that reason one would not be allowed to be Gomer even by the next regal. As the Gemara says, Hashta Tmeyahi. In between the two regalim, the Yayin and the Isa were considered Tmeim, just like the Amoretz himself. And therefore, even if one would wait till the next regal, he would still not be allowed to be Gomer. On the other hand, according to the other tzad, that there is no real tuma whatsoever. It is just a chshash based on that after the regal we no longer rely on the Amoretz. One can say that one would be allowed to be Gomer when the next regal comes about, because now that we reach to the next regal, again, we have a din to believe the Amoretz and rely on whatever the Amoretz told us. And since by the last regal, the Amoretz told us that these Ta'aris are Tahirim, therefore when it comes the next regal, one has a right to be Semech on what the Amoretz told us before by the previous regal. That is a chira, how one can explain the Gemara's other tzad, that one will be allowed to be meniach the Yayin ve'isa until the next regal. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, Keitzan ma'avirin altar es hazara, matvilin es hakelim shehoyu b'miktash. We are matvil all the kelim that were in the miktash during the regal. Ve'omer mohem, and we tell them, hizaru, be careful, shoytigu b'shochan, do not touch the shochan during the regal. The Gemara explains that we tell them not to touch the Shulchan is based on that by Shulchan there is a halacha of Tamid. And based on the halacha of Tamid, we do not want them to touch the Shulchan in order that we should not have to matzil the Shulchan, which would be a bittul to the din Tamid which was said by Shulchan. The Gemara is medayik. From that we only learned in the Mishnah Zaru Shoytilgu B'Shulchan, that we told them, be careful, do not touch the Shulchan. And we did not tell them, be careful not to touch the Menorah. From there one sees that we are not worried if they touch the Menorah. As the Gemara explains, Menorah like Siv Ba Tamid. It does not say Tamid by the Menorah, and therefore we are not worried if they touch the Menorah. Tosfos asks the following Kasha B'Shem Rav Rabbi Chanan. Tosfos asks, Masechta Tamid Mashma Diner Maravi Dewe Kohayim Shemimana Hoya Madlik Uva Hoya Mesayim. Rabbi Chanan asks, from that we see that the Ner Maravi was Dewe Kohayim, v'chira that it was necessary for the Ner Maravi to be Dewe Kohayim is based on Tamid. Based on the halacha of Tamid, for that reason, it was necessary for the Ner Maravi to be Dewe Kohayim. Rabbi Chanan asks, from our Gemara, one clearly sees that our Mishnah understands that there is no halacha of Tamid as far as Menorah is concerned. Tosfos goes on to answer that really there is no halacha of Tamid as far as Menorah is concerned. Just it happened to be that there was a nace that the Ner Maravi was Dewa Kohayim. But at the time that there was no nace, they were not makbid that the Ner Maravi should be Dewa Kohayim. That is a teretz of Tosfos by us. But as we find in the Ramban in Parashas Tetzaveh, the Ramban in Parashas Tetzaveh argues on our Tosfos
And the Ramban in Parashas Tetzaveh understands that as far as Ner Maravi is concerned, there is halacha of Tamid. That the Ner Maravi has to be Doa constantly. And so too we find one Shita in Tesis Menaches Taf Pevavim Abeis that understands that based on the halacha of Tamid, the Ner Maravi has to be Doa constantly. The obvious kasha is that if so, how does one understand our Gemara? Our Gemara again was Mandaik and our Mishnah from that they only said Hizaru Shaitigu Bashochan. And they did not say Hizaru Shaitigu Bamanayir. From there, our Gemara proves that the Tana of our Mishnah understands that there is no halacha of Tamid as far as the Menorah is concerned. According to the Ramban, and the Shitas that hold that there is halacha of Tamid as far as Ner Maravi is concerned, they should have told the Kohanim that are Amei Ariatim Izaru Shoytigu Bamanura. To answer this kasha, we find many Mahalchim in the Achrenim. I would like to say over three of the Mahalchim that we find in the Achrenim. The Maral in Gur Aryeh in Parashas Tetzaveh answers as follows. That there is a fundamental difference between the Tamid that was said as far as Shochan is concerned and the Tamid that was said as far as Menorah is concerned. The Din Tamid as far as Shochan is concerned is referring to the Shochan itself. That the Shochan has to be constantly in place. On the other hand, the Din Tamid that was said as far as the Menorah is concerned is not referring to the actual Menorah. That the Menorah has to be in place. But rather, the Din Tamid is referring to the Hadlokas HaMenorah. That the Ner Maravi has to be Tamid. But there is no Halacha that the Menorah itself has to be their Tamid. And for that reason, they were only Mazer al HaShochan. Because only by Shochan is there a Din Tamid that teaches us that the Shochan has to be constantly in place. As far as Menorah, that there is no halacha that the Menorah has to be constantly in place. For that reason, they were not Mazer on the Menorah. That is the first teretz of the Maral in Gur Aryeh. The Mikdash David in Simon Chaf Aleph of Katam Beis answers the Kasha as follows. That there is halacha of Tamid, that the Ner Maravi should constantly be Dolok, is not a mitzvah unto itself. That the Ner Maravi should constantly be Dolok Yoim Valayla. But rather, it is a din in the Menorah. That the Menorah should have a Ner Maravi Tamid. And that is only as long as there is a menorah. But let's say there is no menorah. For example, if the menorah became tamei, there is no din tamid that the ner maravi should be delek tamid. Only as long as there is a menorah is there halacha that the ner maravi of the menorah should be delek tamid. And for that reason, they were only mazer al hashulchan and they were not mazer al menorah. Because even if the menorah will become tamei, and they will have to be matvul the menorah, and they will not be able to be madlik the ner maravi tamid. There is no problem with that they are not being madlik the ner maravi tamid, because again, the din to madlik the ner maravi tamid is only as long as there is a menorah. As long as there is a menorah, there is halacha to madlik the ner maravi of the menorah. If there is no menorah, then there is no din tamid to madlik the ner maravi. In the Netziv, in his beer on the She'iltas Parashas Vayishlach Yisid Zayin, we find that the Netziv says the following chiddush. The Netziv says that according to the She'iltas, during Chanukah, during the Chanukas Beis Chashminoi, they were not madlik b'menorah klal, because they did not have a menorah. What were they madlik? They were madlik in the Pach Tohar itself. And all they had was one ner, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of lehalis ner tamid, which is the mitzvah of the ner maravi. From the Netziv, one sees that the chiyuv of ner tamid is a separate mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the other neiros, and it has nothing to do with the menorah. There is a separate mitzvah that one needs a hadlakas ner tamid. According to the Netziv, one can answer the previous kasha very simply, that even though there is a chiyuv to madlik the ner maravi tamid, but since that chiyuv has nothing to do with the menorah, For that reason, they were not mazir to not be negea in the menorah. Because even if they will be negea in the menorah, they can be mekayim the mitzvah of adlokas ner tzomid in any other keli, even in something that is not a menorah. And so too we find in the Mizrahi, that the Mizrahi in the beginning of Parashas Tetzaveh had a different girsa in our Tosfos. The Mizrahi's girsa is as follows. Again, Tosfos brings down the following kasha from Rav Rabbi Chanan. How can our Gemara say there is no din tamid as far as the menorah is concerned? V'chayyur masech de tamid, we learnt that ner maravi is deila kohayim. From there, v'chayyur one sees that there is halacha of tamid even as far as menorah is concerned. V'tiretz kivan the way darshinan tamid akuhu neiris. The lav mishum mitzvahs hadlokas neiris homenorah k'siv tamid k'moy belachem aponim. El rak b'ner echad k'dei lahadlik mimenu shar haneiris. L'chayra, the teretz of Tosfos, according to the Girsa of the Mizrahi, is like we said before from the Netziv, that there is a halacha that the ner maravi has to be deilak tamid is not mishum mitzvahs hadlokas neirish hamenorah, and for that reason one can use any keli, and for that reason they were not mazer his harush hoytigul b'menorah. That is a third etza with which one can answer the Kasha of Rav Rabbi Chanan.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.